Hello, everyone, and welcome to SeaView Quantum Radio Network. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareco. Karmic Astrology is presented by Explore Astrology with Susan Reynolds. She has worked as a karmic astrologer for the last 35 years. Karmic Astrology traces the soul's evolution from past lives into the current life, setting the stage for a great journey of free choice in this incarnation. Look at your past, present, and future with Karmic Astrology. Astrologer and intuitive healer Susan Reynolds speaks astrology as a language of life, a positive, living, and a breathing language of human possibility. Before each reading, Susan meditates upon the chart in question and sees visions of that person's past lives and how they are impacting her current life. During her show, Susan has pre-selected some callers for different types of readings. If time allows, she will take additional live callers. If you want to be considered for your future show with Susan, please go to www.charlotteview.net, look for Susan Reynolds under our monthly shows tab, and fill out the request. Susan lives in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and attends various fairs and events. To find out locations or contact Susan Reynolds outside of the show, please go to her website, www.exploreastrology.com. Tune in Mondays and Fridays to SeaView and listen to all our shows. Go to charlotteview.net and look on their monthly shows. Find our podcast directory and listen to us live or on demand. Now, let's find out what is coming up in the stars and who are the lucky callers of the day.
And welcome everybody to Karmic Astrology with Susan Reynolds and our lucky callers of the day. Today we have a very interesting, not something that you hear every day on astrology, which is business astrology. So we are using, Susan is using the information about your business, the day it was born, the time, and now she has a chart about it, and she's going to talk us about what are the energies of your business, where is it going, what is going to happen with it, if there's any blockages, what resources you have, a lot to find out on today's episode. But also, this is 2018. And with that, we're going to listen for some of the most important prediction and information that is found on our planets. And with someone as good as Susan Reynolds to translate that information in everyday words that are easy to understand. Susan, welcome to your show, Karmic Astrology.
Thanks, Claudia. I love astrology, and most people know about going and getting a personal reading, but there are so many ways to use astrology, and so I want to start bringing more of those into the show, and we can use astrology. If it has a birth, it can have an astrology chart, and if it has an astrology chart, we can read it and see what's going on and learn from it. So in the upcoming months, we're going to explore and widen our horizons and talk about some of the different ways that we can use astrology. And I know next month in February, it's Valentine's Day, and we're going to be looking at the astrology of couples and how do charts interact with each other and how do we learn about ourselves as part of a couple. And you can read astrology for children, astrology for countries. And today, we're looking at the astrology of businesses. And so we have some people who have a business, and they have given me their information, and I have their chart, and we're going to talk about what's going on with their business. But before we do that, I'm going to mention, I don't know if most of you know this or not, but I'm here in the Charlotte area, and every January I do a predictions talk. And I talk about what do I see coming up in the year ahead. Certainly I talk about what I see for our nation. But I mention foreign countries. our government, our economy? What do I see geographically going on in the world? What do I see? Oh, certainly let's throw in some celebrities in there. What do I see is, you know, general life changing and coming about? And so I've done this talk already a couple of weeks ago, and I recorded the talk, and it's 2 hours long. The first hour I spent talking about all the things I just mentioned, all about the world and international things. And in the second hour of the predictions talk, I give a quick overview of each one of the 12 signs and what they should expect in 2018. The whole talk is about 2 hours, and if you would like it and you couldn't get here to Charlotte to hear me in person, you can order it from my website. Just go to exploreastrology.com, click on the button that says Personal Readings, and scroll down to where it says Special Ordered Items. And I'm selling the recordings for $15, so just put in $15, and then I will email you the audio recording of the predictions talk. 2 hours is a long time. I just talked and talked and talked. Some of this stuff was coming to me just as I was speaking. Other stuff I knew astrologically that I wanted to say. But hang on to your hats, because 2018 is going to be a bumpy year. Now, I don't mean it's going to be a bad year, but I do mean it's not going to be one of these quiet, just go along, same old kind of years. And it means that most of us have to be kind of on our A game. When I look at our nation for 2018, of course, one of the first things that I look at is the astrology chart of our president, because he is, in fact, the leader of the United States and an international influence. So often what's going on with the president of the United States impacts the world and not just our country. And we have been having a bit of a up and down year in 2017 with the executive branch of our government. And many people have asked me, is Donald Trump going to be impeached this year? And I will say, I do not see that happening this year. Now, remember, when I am making a prediction, I am doing that not from a Democratic point of view or from a Republican point of view. I am doing that from an astrological point of view. So some of you may be really happy about what I'm saying. Others may be just as unhappy about what I'm saying. But I am talking about what the planets are saying, not from any particularly conservative or liberal viewpoint. So when I look at the chart for Donald Trump, it's not so much that I see that he may be impeached this year. I think he has more problems here around his children. When I look at this, there is kind of a seriousness, almost a heaviness around Donald Trump and children. And I do think this is going to indicate that his son, Donald Trump Jr., I think he's going to be indicted or arrested this year. Now, he may cut some kind of plea deal, but I definitely think that that's one of the ways that this energy is going to play out. And likewise for Jared Kushner. Both of them seem to have a lot of karma sort of settling on their shoulders. Saturn is sitting very heavy in their charts. And I think this is going to be a very critical year for both of them. And I think both of them are going to be facing some life-changing, life-altering decisions. And it looks like it can be quite difficult and quite challenging. Hence my saying, I think they're going to be either indicted or arrested this year. I do not see his daughter, Ivanka, being arrested in this whole Trump scandal thing going on with possible collusion in Russia and goodness knows what else going on there. I do think she may leave Washington and she may go back to New York. And again, this sort of heaviness around the children is going to have our president feeling more and more isolated. And I don't think that's a positive thing for any president. You don't want somebody sitting in that office to feel isolated. They need to sort of know what's going on and be part of the world and sort of be in that. And as he becomes more isolated, I see there might be some health problems. Now, I say this in late January knowing that the president just had a physical and he just got a A-OK clean bill of health, but astrologically, that does not hold. Astrologically, if he was sitting in front of me, I would be telling him that he needs to really watch any health matters. Now, this does not necessarily mean that something major or horrible is going to happen. It can mean that he's prone to more colds and flu and, you know, needs to watch all the hands that he's shaking and wash his hands and doctor up and eat vegetables and get enough sleep and things like that. You know, sometimes we just go into an energy where we decide we're going to get a handle on our health and we go gluten-free and we throw out all the meat and we eliminate sugar and we go to the gym and we just get very, very healthy. Certainly, that's one of the ways that he could handle this energy. But if he's handling it in a not quite as high way, then this can be some health problems for him. And I'm not sure about the degree of severity. It could be annoying or it could be something more serious. But if he was sitting in front of me, I would be telling him to watch his health all year. And this is not the year to, you know, be overdoing or overindulging or something like this. I will also say that I think with the elections coming up in November that the Democrats do regain the House. I know some of you are angry about that. Some of you may be happy about that. But I do think that happens. I do not see a landslide. But I do see them getting enough votes to regain control of the House. And so definitely after that, we are going to see more political changes. And that's what I mean. This is a very hot potato political year. A lot is going on. And I definitely see more changes to the tax code, not just the tax bill that was passed in December. I see more. Jupiter this year, for most of the year, is going to be in Scorpio. And Jupiter is kind of a buoyant planet and an expansive planet. So I think it's helping to expand the stock market. And we're seeing, you know, these major numbers being called out, and it's doing so well. I think for most of 2018, it's, for the most part, doing well, little dip, doing well, kind of just a little up and down, nothing major. Towards the end of the year, I do see some of that changing, and I do see a little bit of a bigger dip, but it is definitely in the last quarter of 2018. I do think that any stocks that have to do with nature or with sports or even education are going to be good stocks to buy. By the end of this year, Jupiter is going to move into Sagittarius, and Sagittarius rules sports and education, so I think those stocks would do well. But please, please, please do not ever, under any circumstances, make any major financial decisions based on what your astrologer says. Go to your investment person. Get them to look at your portfolio. Have some honest talks about this or that or what's going on. You are the one who knows your financial situation. And just because I'm saying something about stocks or investments, do not rush out and willy-nilly start throwing money at these things, because that's a recipe for disaster. But we will start to see more back-to-nature things going on towards the end of 2018 as Sagittarius becomes more prominent. And we're probably going to see, you know, maybe some kind of education scandal. We may see a major school caught cheating or fudging some things, or some major changes going on in terms of student loans and how they're paid or how they're applied for and things like this. So we are definitely looking at a year in which education is going to be on the table. And also we may see some things about our natural resources, because Sagittarius rules the mountains and adventure and rock climbing and whitewater rafting and things that we associate with the outdoors. So I definitely see those getting bigger. I also think we're going to see some medical breakthroughs this year. I think there's going to be some new treatment for breast cancer. I think there's going to be new treatment for Alzheimer's. I think we are going to see medicine make some real breakthroughs. And I will also say we may see some new help for obesity, because Saturn has moved into Capricorn, and that's kind of restrictive. And so I think we're going to see more restaurants and even fast food places. Instead of supersizing things, we're going to see them downsize it. We're going to see them minimize it, have a half portion for half the money, or share a plate, or more tapas restaurants open up where you can share little nibbly things. I think the size of portions in the United States, we are at least going to have the option of downsizing to something smaller. Or maybe eat half of it here, take half of it with you. We'll give you a half portion. Restaurants are going to start to get very creative about how they market this. But I do see that starting to happen this year. And I, for one, am going to be glad about it because we have some big portions here in the United States. We also have Uranus moving into, wait for it, Taurus. For the first time in 7 years, maybe eight, Uranus is going to leave the sign of Aries and it is going to move into the sign of Taurus. Now, technically, it is going to start doing this in May, but I think we're going to start to notice this energy as early as April, maybe as early as March. But think about this, because Uranus is upheaval and change, and Taurus is the land and the earth. I do think in 2018, we are going to see a sharp increase in earthquakes, because that is what happens when you have upheaval and the land together. When I was meditating on the United States and on the world, and I was sort of scanning the USA to see when and where there might be some pockets of, you know, seismic activity, I will tell you there was no place in the United States that I scanned that was not a possible place for an earthquake. Certainly California is at risk this year for a significant earthquake. But I saw the East Coast, places that are not normally associated with that, North and South Carolina, the area around Yellowstone Park in the Midwest, certainly the Pacific Northwest and Alaska. These are the, you know, really, there's, throw a stick. You almost cannot find a place in the United States this year that is not at risk. Not only in the United States, other countries are just as at risk or more. I think Italy is at risk this year for a big earthquake. Likewise, Russia. But I also see us, people who are involved in the spiritual and the metaphysical community, having an opportunity this year to surround our country with light, to make sure that we are praying for our nation and for the world. When I do predictions, it is not to bring gloom and doom or fear. It is to help empower us and awaken us. Oh, you know, this area needs my prayers. This area needs more light. This area needs more energy. And we as light workers, we as just good, kind, decent people, have an opportunity to bring that positive energy to places in the world that need it. And this is how I look at predictions for the coming year. I do think the royal baby is going to be a boy. I mean, it's 50-50. You know, it's either going to be a boy or a girl. I'm going to say boy. Last year I predicted the royal baby, but that was pretty easy because both of their charts were so full of fertile energy and children that I was like, oh my goodness, maybe twins. But no, I think it's going to be one baby, and I think it's going to be a boy. I think we are still going to see some of these sex scandals coming to light for the next couple of months, and then I think it's going to calm down as Jupiter turns retrograde. So through February and March, I do think we are having a lot of Me Too and a lot of very surprising sexual activities and scandals, but then it seems to ease up. I am going to say that we have several eclipses this year, big, big stuff. In January, in 2 days, on Wednesday, we actually have a rare moon energy happening. We have a blue moon happening, which is what happens when we have two full moons in the same month. And this month, we had our very first full moon happen on the 1st of January, and we are having another full moon happen on the 31st of January on Wednesday. So we have the sun and the moon in opposition to one another, which is what a full moon is. And it's kind of rare to have a second full moon in the same month. This is also what is known as a supermoon, meaning that the moon has come closest to the earth. And when we have a supermoon, the moon appears larger and brighter. So when you look up at the sky and you think, wow, that moon just looks like I could touch it, or it looks so bright, you are absolutely correct. That is what a supermoon does. And we are having an eclipse. Now, any one of these by themselves is a little rare, a little unusual, but not all that unusual. But all together, yes, this is big time stuff. This eclipse is also going to be happening in the sign of Leo, specifically at 11 degrees Leo. So Leos, or those people born in fixed signs, which is Taurus and Leo and Scorpio and Aquarius, they may react to this lunar eclipse a bit more strongly because it's going to be sort of pushing at their astrological sign. Eclipses ask us to change. So we are being asked to change, to let go of that which no longer serves us, and to be able to bring in and work with a new energy. So start to look in your own personal life and take a look at, what am I ready to let go of? What is no longer serving me? What is holding me back? Because the eclipse energy can bring in the unexpected that gives you an opportunity to release and to move forward into 2018 feeling lighter and brighter and sort of owning yourself more. So in these next couple of days leading up to this, think about this. A full moon is something coming to culmination, coming to fruition. When it comes to fulfillment, it's full. We're not working on it. We're not developing it. It's there. So a full moon is wonderful for releasing and letting go of things. So think about some ceremony work you might want to do, or ways you might want to work with that and release that which is no longer serving you. Now, I'm keeping a close eye on time, and I could just keep going on and on talking about predictions, but I can't, because that's not what today's hour is about. So if you want the full predictions talk, like I say, go to my website, $15, and I will email you the entire audio. But for now, we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we are going to start to talk to some people that have sent me the information about their business. And we are going to take a look at their business chart and see what is going on. And the first business that we have, guess what? It is Claudia's chart for Seaview. Gee,
yoo-hoo!
What a surprise.
I'm so happy.
Well, I love this chart. I looked at it, I took the information that you gave me, and one of the things that jumps out at me, first of all, is you have three planets and the North Node all in the 12th house. And the 12th house is an area of spirituality. It is the area of metaphysics. It is the area of, you know, healers, of people who draw back the veil of heaven and are able to connect with the other side. Card readers and astrologers and mediums and goodness knows what all, but it is all connected to growing spiritually, to working with our guides, to delving into our dreams. And so you have a lot of energy here in the 12th house, really showing that your business is connected to other worldly topics, information, understanding. There's a lot of Sag energy here. And so you are not just doing this lightheartedly or at the shallow end of the pool. This is an energy that would really seek to help educate and illuminate and bring forward real information to people who need it. And so that shows up very strongly, which I love given what you do. You also have Venus in the 11th house. And Venus is a planet of love and blessings and joy. Venus brings gifts wherever Venus is placed in your chart. And it is placed in the 11th house, which is the house of electronic things. It's the house of computers and radio and television. So with Venus there, it shows that Sibiu can be a real blessing. It can be a blessing in the lives of the people who listen to it, but it can also be a blessing in your life, meaning that your job, your work, your career can bring you great joy, great excitement. You can connect up and meet with many other people that bring blessings into your life. And so I like that. I will say you have both the Sun and Mars in Capricorn. And Capricorn is not very light and fluffy. Capricorn is all about working. And so it tells me that no matter how much you like this and enjoy doing it, you're looking at it as a business. You're working hard on it. You're looking at it very seriously. So there can be a bit of bottom line orientation. Will this work? Is this going to be positive for this show? And so you're willing to work very, very hard to make this a success. With Saturn up there at the top of the chart, Claudia, Sibiu can be an enormously successful undertaking, and you need to be aware of that. Right now and through November of 2018, Jupiter is going to be in the 11th house. And as I said, the 11th house is the house of groups, organizations, friendships. It's also the house of radio. And Jupiter is a planet of expansion. I don't know if you're thinking about expanding the radio network, but if you are, this would be a good year to do it. Are you thinking about expanding your show in any way?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. I was meditating not too long ago, probably 4 or 5 mm-hmm. days, and I have always restricted it, the view of being enormous or bigger or whatever. It's like, okay, yeah, but not that big. Okay, yeah, but not. And I just finally said, okay, let it be whatever it wants to be. And if it wants to grow, let it grow. And I'm okay. So, yeah, I feel, I feel it's that this year is the year of expanding and growing and getting, I don't know where.
I love it. I love it because it means that you are in tune and in harmony with your chart. I will also say February and March are wonderful months for you to be working to expand or allowing it to expand and go where it needs to go. Don't be discouraged. If April, May, and June things calm down a little bit, Jupiter is going to be retrograde, and so it's not moving as fast forward kind of thing, but it doesn't mean that nothing is happening. It just means that you're not noticing it as much. Then in July, Jupiter starts to move forward again. And as it moves forward again, I would say the period of August through October, very positive, probably the most positive of the year. And that would be a time when I would really push hard. Certainly, February and March are good. October is fabulous. September is fabulous. That is a very, very positive time for you, and I would really push it as hard as you can push it. I'm also going to say Saturn, for the first time in the last 2.5 years, is getting ready this year to finally move out of the 12th house and into the first house. It's not going to quite do it until all the way at the end of the year, around November, December. But between now and April, it comes close. So you're ready to take on more and more responsibility. And between now and April, I think you are thinking about what you want to add, what you can do with this, where you want to expand. It does not come into fulfillment yet, but the planning and the ideas are there. Then later this year is when it really seems to amp up and you are doing it. And it carries forward into 2019 and 2020. So get ready, honey, because this is moving forward.
Yoo-hoo! Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about this, and I'm especially excited to be a part of this. So yeah, I think you are absolutely in tune with these energies when you were saying that you are ready to move forward and let it go where it needs to go. I could talk more about your chart, but I know we have 3 other people also waiting.
Yeah,
about their
I know,
business.
And they are
so
eager.
So I want to get to everybody.
Yeah. Okay. So let's bring Tracy to the show.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Susan?
I am loving your chart. I am noticing
great.
That your business was created in 2015. I'll be the first person to say I know nothing about your business. Tracy's business is Carolina Flagstone, and it is about laying tile and flagstones, I'm assuming. I know nothing about this.
No, it's selling natural stone, yes.
Okay. I will say that your business is an Aries business, which I like because Aries is forceful and dynamic and very physical. And I'm assuming that laying the stone, that's physical. A robot is not doing that. A computer is not doing that. That is, you know, that is a person laying this stone. And so the Aries energy is very indicative of the physicalness of what's going on in this company. I will also say you have Venus in the second house. And the second house is a money house. It is one of the houses of income. And you have Venus in Taurus, which is land. So this chart is really showing a business that can make money from working with the land and working with something solid and reliable and very diligent. I would assume that you have a good reputation for reliability in your business because that Venus says you do it right, and you take pride in your work. And so that's what you want to see. I don't know how much you do with, I don't even know how to describe this. There's an energy in the chart of this business that really shows a lot of artistic creativity. So I don't know if you work with your clients to kind of customize something or create one-of-a-kind artistic creations, but I would really encourage you to put a lot of energy into the creative and artistic aspects of the business. Do you do any of that at all right now?
No, but yes, we are looking into it.
Oh, I would really encourage you to look into it. I'm so glad you're exploring that possibility.
Okay.
It's like I get excited when I see something in a chart and say, you should be glad you're not in front of me, because I would just be like jumping out of my seat. Yes, 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 you need to do that. You know?
Perfect.
So okay. I like that. I think that can bring you additional income, and I think that can be something very positive that your company becomes known for. I will also say, hang on a minute. I wrote down some specific dates here. Between January 17th and April 20th, so we're right in the middle of this energy right now, it does look as if there can be some positive financial flow. So maybe that's, you know, outstanding invoices got paid. Maybe that's getting some new clients. Maybe that's, you know, having just a positive cash flow, or you've got some kind of discount on materials. The money just looks good between these times. So I would, you know, I almost hate to say this, but you might also want to think about raising your prices. I'm so sorry to all the people who may be using this company. God, I feel. But this is the time when you really need to be looking at the bottom line for the books. And mm-hmm. are you being adequately compensated? And the answer may be yes, because like I say, I know nothing about it. But you may also be thinking about, well, we really do this and we throw in this. And, you know, I think we need to be better compensated. Those are things you're going to be looking at. I'll put it that way. I don't want anybody, you know, calling up Claudia and saying, Susan raised my flagstone prices and getting all upset. I will say, between April 21st and September 15th, this looks like a very positive time in terms of partnerships between your business and whoever else they work with. Now, if this was a personal chart, I would be speaking about this in a romantic way, but this isn't a personal chart. So what kind of people does your company partner with? This can be a good time to partner with new suppliers or find the right support people for your business. This can be a very, very positive time for bringing in the kind of people that you need to help you grow. So be aware of that. I am also going to say that on February 18th, Mars is moving into a strong position of sales. So I don't know if you have a separate sales force, or I don't know if you're your own sales force. I ask nothing when I look at the chart. I just ask for the birth info. But after March 18th and going through around mid-March, this looks as if there's a very strong drive here towards sales and selling. So if you're going to unveil a new product or roll out some sort of new promotion, or maybe you want to update your website or start some sort of online advertising, that would be the time to do it. That is a really positive time of promotions and advertising and marketing, and it's done joyfully. It seems like, you know, in that time period, you managed to get a lot done to move your company forward. And not only that, between mid-March to mid-April, it feels as if you're very busy. I don't know if your company is seasonal, but it may be something seasonal happens and everybody needs you. So that might be a time when you might want to allow for extra employees or extra work. That probably would not be the time I'd schedule a personal vacation, because your company is probably going to be super busy. But you know what? You want your company to be super busy. That's not bad news. If we own a company, we want it to do well. And so that is the time that I see it doing well. I will say, it does seem as if around a little bit in April, not too much, but more next year, it feels like there's something that you're dealing with that feels like you're, I don't know, it feels like you're hitting your head against a brick wall, like something you're having to deal with that you can't fix or can't change, and I'm not sure what it is. I didn't go deep because I knew we just had a few moments. This may be a time when you have to work doubly hard, or it may be a time when something is happening in your personal life and you still have to work, and so that can be very challenging. Pay attention to what's happening around April, and I think that will start to give you a sneak peek into what happens in 2019. But if you want to take a deeper look, you can always contact me, and we'll go deeper into it, and we'll time things much better, and we'll see if we can get a better handle on it. But I love the fact that you are looking at creative and artistic energies. I love the fact that there is positive partnership energy here, and bottom line, more money. What's not to like?
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Susan.
Okay. Well, it's been my pleasure.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome. That was awesome. I just, you know, it feels like you are unveiling all of these things. That's what you're doing, but it's just so fun and so much happiness, and we wish you the best, Tracy. And now we're bringing, remind me, is it Crystal or Jennifer?
Hello?
Susan? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, but...
I think we're going, next one is Crystal. So we're going to Arizona, where Crystal is.
Hi there. I'm so excited.
Hi, Crystal.
Thank you so much. I'm so appreciative of your offering.
My pleasure. I love astrology, and I love sharing it with everybody else. I will say, you love what you do. It is the first thing that jumps out at me in this chart. You know, your business can be anything. You did tell me you are an intuitive and a psychic and work with the public. And it's funny because I certainly see your intuitive energies and your talent, but that's not the first thing that jumps out. The first thing that jumps out at me is your joy and your pleasure in doing this and working with your clients. I mean, I laugh because I say in any reading I'm doing, I'm the most excited person in the room. I love
right.
what I do so much that I'm just almost, you know, like a St. Bernard, like jumping up and down. You're the only person I found who rivals me. You really love what you're doing.
I do. I'm so thankful to be here. I just love it. Yeah, you're right on.
Yeah, this is a joy, and I know we're on the radio, but it makes me smile and laugh because I can feel the happiness that this kind of work brings to you. And I will say, this is a chart that shows that your work is going to be different and unusual. So
okay.
every reader, every intuitive, every psychic has their own style and gets their information in their own unique way. And this is telling me that your way of reading or getting your information may be unique, even among readers. You know, there's a real difference here. And you have a very strong Aries quality here. So I'm going to tell you that you can be a trailblazer. And you can be the one that starts new ways of doing things. You can organize groups. And you can organize other readers. And you can be a leader in this industry. And I think that is wonderful. I definitely, hang on a minute, I am looking at this. I definitely see next month, well, you know, next month is 48 hours from now. Next month and almost all of February, I see you working very hard. I would not plan a vacation because
okay.
I think you're working. You kind of have your nose to the grindstone in February. I don't look at that as a bad thing. You are...
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a minute. In February, I'm going to encourage you to spend even more time than usual on meditation because it feels as if next month there can be some very strong connections between you and your spirit guides and those that work
okay.
with you because I'm starting to pick them up right now and I don't even
okay.
know you. So I would really start moving into that and working at it almost like putting it down like any other job. From this time, I do this because this is really strong. I also see February as a time, and I know February is like kind of cold and dark and we don't think of this, but astrologically your chart is showing February as a very strong time for being seen in the world. I would push yourself out there to give talks. I would see if there are places that you could conduct classes or seminars. I would put together a list of topics that you feel good talking about. Even if it's free, I would still do it to market yourself because the chart is so strong in terms of marketing in February, and I think you would get business from that later on. Hang on. I definitely think you should be pushing that and working with that. And I don't know if you do any healing work, but I think February seems to have a lot of healing energy around it. So not only are you doing your normal intuitive work, but you may be doing some kind of energy healing or medical intuitiveness working in this way. There's almost like a dual energy to your business. So you may have one track, which is more straight psychic readings or working with a client. You may have a different track where it's much more about health and wellness and things like that. Almost, you know, almost like door number one and door number two kind of thing. Be aware of that. It does look as if this year is a good year for you to kind of, this is going to sound funny, but kind of play a little bit and enjoy your business, enjoy your work, enjoy what you're doing. I mean, I know you're enjoying it looking at the chart. It's the perfect career for you. I almost
Thank
wish
you.
I had your birth chart so I could look at it. But this year, it does feel playful and it feels enjoyable. I will say, I don't know if there are any partnerships associated with this, but I do see, and again around March and April, there can be some problems with partnerships. So if you and somebody else are doing this together, I want you to pay close attention to what's going on. This can also be a partnership like you and a landlord, or it could even be somebody that is a support for you, maybe a teacher or somebody that, you know, helps you along in that way. There could be some sort of letting go here. Maybe somebody moves or your lease runs out or something like that. I don't think it fulfills itself in the spring, but I do think it's going to come forward next year in 2019, and I want you to be ready for that. So just kind of pay attention to what's going on March and April and what's going on around November, December, because that's going to give you a heads up. But for right now, get out there and push, push, push. Promote the heck out of your business and what you do in February. And I think you're going to start to see some results after that.
Thank you. Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was so fun.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You were so doing the right thing. You were made for this business.
Oh, well, you as well. So thank you so much. I'll definitely connect with you at a later time. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye. Thank you, Crystal. Okay, so now let's go with Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
I am good.
Thank you so much.
Well, I love showing people how astrology can be of help and benefit in their life. It's, you know, yes, it's a little woo-woo, but it's also very practical and very down-to-earth, and it can point out things that say don't step there or maximize this time. So I see your business. Is it okay to mention the type of work your business does?
Yeah, sure. It's a healing
it's
school.
It's a school of esoteric healing, and I notice that you have three planets in the 12th house, so like Claudia, that's a very mystical place in the chart and is the area that deals with hospitals and health and wellness and healing. You also have the moon in the sixth house, which is the second area of health and well-being. So I am not one little bit surprised at all that you were drawn to this. I will also say, given the strong Pisces influence here, I don't know if this is part of your belief system, but I will say I think you have done this before in other lifetimes. I think you have done all kinds of healing work, and whether you are being a healer yourself or teaching this, I think there's a natural talent here that you have brought forward from other lifetimes in which you worked with this. I am going to say, I don't know if you are relocating your business or moving it in some way, but it feels as if this year you move your business. So you may move it to a different city. You may move it to a brick-and-mortar location if you've been doing this out of your home. If you already have a brick-and-mortar location, you may expand it. You may move to something else. But it does look like there is some sort of change here around the physical location of where you are working. Is anything like that on the horizon?
Well,
you don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
No, that's okay, because I'm just trying to get my thoughts together about it, because I'm not considering moving very far away, like maybe down the street, but it's into a space that was used to be a dance studio that's been vacant for a while.
Okay.
And would provide more space and more grounding.
And I think that's a good thing. And that feels nice to me. I will say you have a beautiful aspect here between the planet that deals with career and the planet that deals with newness and change. It is as if this business is able to change and to adapt and to grow in whatever way it needs to. And I'll tell you something else. With Jupiter in one of your money houses, this can be a very financially positive year for you, especially February and March. But even going through October, I think this could be a year when you gain more clients, when you expand your space, when you add more services, when you have more practitioners. It just feels as if your business is growing and getting bigger and bigger this year. I'm also going to say February seems like the time that there's a lot of education going on, studying going on. You may be offering classes or talks on different subjects. There may be blogs that you write. There may be little pamphlets that you create. February is the time when you really need to be focusing on putting out information. It is as if everybody is just hungry for information in February. And so I think you can do that in a way that really gets people's attention. So, yeah, so bring in people to speak on a variety of subjects. Do some sort of, you know, just for fun Friday nights or something. Have wine and cheese, but I don't know that that's healing. But bread and water doesn't sound nearly as much fun. Have some healthy snacks available and open the doors so people can learn about the joys of going gluten-free or how it helps your health or how to use hypnosis or all different kinds of avenues of health and healing. And educating them are very strong for February. March seems a little bit more geared towards, do I move or do I not? It feels like you're really looking at the location kind of thing. I'm also going to say with Venus here in the 12th house, I would make sure that you are calling upon your guides and your angels. It feels as if you have a special blessing in this area or working in this area. And so before you make any major decisions, certainly I would meditate about it, but I would also call in your guides and ask them to show you the best way possible, because I think you have a lot of unseen help, and I think that unseen help is working with you in the location that you are, but will work with you wherever you are. This is your unseen help, and I think you have a real ability to share information and to bring forward healing in a way that people have not seen, but that is real and tangible. So I'm excited about that. It can be a little challenging with a chart like this to focus and get things done. There's a lot of mutable energy. There's a lot of air energy, lots of ideas, lots of busyness, but sometimes it could be a bit more challenging to get focused, get grounded, and get a plan together. And so that would be something I would tell you to start working on in February, because that feels like it's going to help you overcome that, and you're going to be able to think more clearly and strongly and put things together for the rest of 2018 for this wonderful school.
Thank
you. So did that kind of answer your question?
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't really have any expectations, you know, going into this, because I just wanted to be really open to whatever was available and, you know, listen carefully to it and take advantage of the energy.
Okay. Well, if I get up to Winston-Salem and I'm up there sometimes, I will drop in and see this and visit.
What, I would love for you to. Thank you.
Okay. Well, next month, as I said, we are going to work on couples charts. And so if it's okay with your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and they don't mind if I take a look at their chart, send in your chart and your spouse's sweetheart's chart to Claudia, and we'll see if we can take a look next month at how those charts are working together. And now we have some time, so I'm going to throw the phone lines open to anybody who just has a general question about their sign or something astrological. I'll do my best to answer it. And if you have a question about any other area of metaphysics or spirituality, I will also do my best to answer that. So do we have anybody calling in, Claudia?
We don't have callers, but we do have someone in the chat room. And this person, it's a Leo. He says that he listened to you mentioning that the eclipse is going to be very, well, especially hard on Leos or fixed signs.
I think this eclipse is going to be especially powerful. That doesn't mean it's going to be especially bad. It just means all the fixed signs, and Leo in particular, are going to notice this a bit more. They're going to feel it a bit more, and they're going to be reacting to it a bit more. So I always notice the days leading up to a full moon, I seem to be a bit more busy or a bit more, you know, scattered or running around kind of thing. You know, today and tomorrow and Wednesday, Leo may notice they're feeling a bit more scattered and it may be a little bit more difficult for them to focus. As I said, eclipses can often take us into the unknown. It can get us, you know, it's sort of like what I call an astrological wormhole. It takes us from one place in our universe to another place almost in the blink of an eye. And so changes can happen very quickly. And the signs that are fixed, the Taurus, the Leo, the Scorpio, the Aquarius, you know, those signs are just what they say. They're fixed. They're stubborn. They don't like this change on a dime. They want a plan. They want to get used to it. They want to put their big toe into it. So it's not that negative or bad things happen, but sudden things may happen. And the fixed signs don't particularly like quick things happening or an answer being demanded of you today. You want to take some time to think about it. So as much as possible, because sometimes it's not possible, but as much as possible, you know, tell people, let me think about that and I'll get back to you. Pull into yourself and start to ask yourself those questions. Don't just make a quick answer off the top of your head. Any celebrities that are Leo? I'm trying to think of Leo celebrities off the top of my head. I think Madonna is a Leo, and J-Lo is a Leo, and President Trump is a Leo. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but you may start to hear about them in the news more because this eclipse is going to affect them. And sometimes you can see it playing out in other people's lives, in the lives of people who are a bit more public and whose, you know, marriages, divorces, and babies, and career changes we all see play out on the news. So think about this in terms of your own life and take charge of it. We are going to have multiple eclipses this year, and eclipses always occur in pairs. You're never going to see one eclipse without the other. And so next month in February, there's a new moon and a solar eclipse, and it's going to be in Aquarius, which is the sign that's opposite Leo. And so this is what I mean about pairs of things. So next month in February, we really have no full moon because we have two in January. All we're going to have is that one new moon. And so I'll be talking more about that, but I will say, because my show is at the last of February and the next solar eclipse, new moon, is going to be in mid-February, it's going to be on February 15th. We are going to have a new moon solar eclipse at 27 degrees Aquarius. And again, Aquarius is fixed, just like the Taurus and the Leo and the Scorpio. And so all the fixed signs are going to be reacting to this in February a little bit more, just like they reacted to Leo a little bit more in January. And it is the day after Valentine's Day. So this eclipse energy is going to have its shadow over Valentine's Day. Now, when I say shadow, that doesn't mean like a shadow like something bad. But up to 3 days before an eclipse, it is called being in the shadow of an eclipse. And astrologically, I would usually advise not making major changes or decisions until after the eclipse because we tend to think better and things tend to work out better. But, you know, ultimately, we do what we have to do. And if you have to make a change, you deal with it. But you take as much control as possible. Now, if the eclipse on Wednesday is a full moon in Leo and full moons are about releasing and letting go, the new moon solar eclipse in February, that's new, that's fresh, that's about creating. We let go this week of what no longer serves us. And next month, we bring in a new energy. When you look up at the sky under a new moon, it's dark, you don't see anything. And I always liken that to a blank slate. A new moon asks us, what do we want to create? What do we want to have happen? What do we want to bring into our lives? And the new moon gives us the opportunity to do it and to do it quickly and on our terms. So in these couple of weeks between Wednesday the 31st and Thursday the 15th, this is the time that we are releasing and getting ready to create in a new way. And that's exciting to me. Yeah, every month we have the opportunity to do this because every month we have a full moon and every month we have a new moon. But the eclipse energy is going to add in, you know, like a little razzmatazz kind of thing. We also have the sun in Aquarius in February, and so Leos are going to react to that. And all the fixed signs are going to react to that sun being in Aquarius. In February, we have the sun, we have Venus, we have Mercury, all in the sign of Aquarius. So Aquarians are going to be, you know, ready to take over the world. But Leos are also going to be reacting to this because all this Aquarius energy is opposite their sun. So Leos are going to be very activated. They're ready to go. They're ready to do. They are especially going to be prone towards relationship issues next month. That may be more romance, less romance, sudden romance, but they are going to be ready to go and to do and to join with people. You know, each sign is going to react to that Aquarius energy a little bit differently. For Taurus, all that Aquarius energy is going to be at the top of their chart. and they're ready to get a new career. They may be honored in their work. They may be employee of the month or get a raise or a promotion. This is where Taurus really gets to see some of the fruits of what they have done, you know. And so Cancer, oh my God, Cancer finally gets some money. Cancer has just gotten beat up from one planet after the other. But next month in February, that can be a very positive financial month for the sign of the crab. So I hope that they are, you know, paying off bills and putting away a few dollars, because that can be very exciting. You know, Gemini is going to notice this Aquarius energy in terms of travel. They're probably going to go somewhere or do something. They either go or they plan on going, because Gemini has itchy feet to begin with. And as this Aquarius energy comes in, they just want to be someplace else. They don't even really care where, kind of thing. They just want to go and do. So I'm excited about that for them. And Virgo is going to have this energy in their house of health and well-being. And Libra is going to get to enjoy February, because it happens in a very playful way for them. They get to enjoy friends and do some traveling and work on their hobbies. And you know, finally, you know, Libra's like, okay. Scorpio, I think they're staying home a lot next month, because there's a lot of this energy around their home. So they may be cleaning out closets or redecorating the bedroom or, you know, cleaning out the garage or landscaping the yard or whatever it is. But there's a lot of home energy there. So I hope that Scorpio uses that well. And Capricorn's probably going to have a few extra dollars, you know, because it falls in one of their money houses. And Capricorn loves having a few extra dollars in their pay envelope every month or every week. And so, yeah, so Capricorn's going to have some. They should probably do their taxes next month. They might get a better deal on this, because the money issue looks so good and so positive for them. So every sign is going to be reacting to this in a different way. But we all get to stop and think about how we can use that energy, and in whatever area we want to, to create the kind of life that is meaningful to us and gives us something. So, do you have any questions for me, Claudia?
Well, you know, it's interesting that I just noticed that all of the members of my family, we are five, and you just mentioned all of them. We are all fixed. We have an Aquarius. My sons are Aquarius, Scorpio, like me, the other son, Taurus, and my husband is Leo. So, oh my God.
Oh my word.
I'm just waiting to see what is going to happen to us all, because I guess are a family, we're going to react with each other, right? We don't live together anymore, but I don't know.
Well, all of the fixed signs are usually incredibly stubborn, which you already know.
Yeah.
And so that's positive if we need perseverance to get something done, but it can be not so positive if we just refuse to give in. So, yeah, Claudia, you were going to see this play out, this eclipse energy play out with your family. Yes, I want to hear.
Wow.
So you're all going to see what happens in a family that is being affected by all this eclipse energy. So it can be very exciting, and you may get unexpected news from your children, or your husband comes home and says, guess what? Or you're meditating and you get a wonderful idea that, oh, I'm going to do this. That is incredibly exciting. When we hear strong and powerful, we tend to think of that as negative, and it is not. Just because it makes an impact doesn't mean it makes a negative impact.
You know how I see it usually is like, finally, whatever is besides me is helping me change or open up or do what, because sometimes you're just so set on your track that you can't see anything else. So when something like that you don't have even to work on it comes and okay. So now you are like, oh, that's where I was supposed to be. But you never saw it. So I agree with you. When things happen or change in your world, I always see it as a positive, even though sometimes it hurts.
Yes. And I think you're smart to be looking at it that way. That's probably one of the best ways to view eclipse energy. So I'm glad you're bringing that forward.
Well, We have reached the end of today's show, and so we're going to thank everybody that was here, Jennifer, Tracy, Crystal. Please let us know what were your results. Please share your comments, your recommendations on Explore Astrology with Susan Reynolds on Facebook. That's her page, her fan page. She loves to hear from you. Your review helps her tremendously. And, of course, you can also tag CBU along, and that would be fun. So, Susan, I will say goodbye to you now. And remember, everybody, she's coming back on the 26th, and we're having couples.
Yes, romance and couples. Don't you just love it?
Oh, yeah. So, again, send us your application, and we'll see you next month. Thank you, Susan.
Bye.